Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. जन वल्लभ गिरिवर राधे रावण चारे
यशोदानन्दन व्रज
यमुनाति रावण चारे
यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनाति रावण
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण
कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे
हरे युग पावन हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की समावेत भक्त वृंद की जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद गौरताय की
जय।
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुः वन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले
ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ದ 9th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡ್ಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 198 So before we proceed from 198, I want to say a few words about this Ramdas Vipra, whom Lord Chaitanya met in Madurai. So you will find his intense devotion to the Divine Mother Sita. The Ramdas Vipra's intense devotion was observed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he tells Mahaprabhu that Sita has been taken away by Ravana. She is the mother of the whole universe. And how can somebody touch her and take her away, making her cry? So this Ramdas Vipra says, my body is burning. Although I am unable to die, so I have decided to fast. And he said, I am extremely sad when I came across this section of Ramayana. My heart is broken. I don't know why am I still living. So these type of emotions are spiritual emotions that were arising in the heart of Ramdas Vipra, not ordinary. In this world, when a man is separated from a woman, he may feel body burning without her company. Or sometimes if a child or a boy, somebody passes away in an accident, then the parents and others, they are completely broken hearted. Like we find Chitraketu and his wife, they were broken-hearted when the child had passed away. So they also feel such similar sensation, but that is mundane or material pain. Whereas what Ramdas Vipra is feeling is spiritual pain. So it's a spiritual feelings of separation, pain in the heart that Lord's consort is being mistreated. He's unable to tolerate that. His mind is producing a kind of spiritual restlessness, which is actually very good, because Lord actually sees that if a devotee has this type of spiritual emotions, he obtains the Lord very easily. Something similar you will find in Kulashekara also. Whenever Kulashekara heard Lord Rama is being attacked by many demons, Karadushan, and 14,000 Rakshasas have landed in Nasik, Panchavati area, then immediately Kulashekara would get up and wanted to proceed to that place to offer his army in the service of Lord Rama. Isn't it like our the Arjuna assisted Lord Krishna by the Kurukshetra battle? In the same manner, our Kulashekara king wanted to offer his army for assisting Lord Rama. Not only there in Nasik, when the ministers came and told that Rama has already defeated single-handedly everybody and drove them all away, finished, he was very happy. But then again, when the monkey warriors were he heard about monkey warriors going to Lanka, and he also wanted to go and assist Ram in getting Sita back. So these are all pure devotees who have developed a great affection for Sita Ram, and in their heart, and they had very genuine hearts, pure heart, chanting the holy name purely. And so this is an intense devotion of Ramdas Vipra, which was very pleasing to the heart of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya told him, you know, he told him that actually, aprakrita vastunahe prakrita gochara, he says. Veda Purana te ye kahe nirantara. He's telling a Brahman, aprakrita vastu, you know, that which is transcendental is not even visible to the mundane eyes. What to speak of somebody mistreating a transcendental personality? It's just not possible. He's saying that you are unnecessarily worried. That cannot happen, Lord Chaitanya said. Yeah. Spiritual substance is never within the jurisdiction of material conception. He said that Ravana could not get Sita. He only got Maya Sita. Therefore, he told him that he only took an illusory form and went. He couldn't take Sita at all. He couldn't touch Sita. Sita was kept in the custody of Agni Deva, who kept her in protection. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya pacified him and convinced him to eat prasadam. Then the Brahmana ate prasad due to the, you know, preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you can understand his intensity of his devotion. Not only that, as soon as Mahaprabhu returned after the bathing, then Mahaprabhu came in the Kritamala River. This Kritamala River is mentioned in the Bhagavatam also. You will find the word Kritamala. It's Tamraparani and Kritamala, both are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking bath in Kritamala, when he came for the lunch prasad, nothing was ready. And then Brahmana was telling that, you know, we are living in the forest and Lakshman has gone to fetch the vegetables, fruits and everything, and Sita Mata has to cook and Ram will eat, and then we will get this kind of method of worship he had in full absorption, and Mahaprabhu was deeply satisfied. So one thing becomes clear, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want us to just superficially practice Krishna consciousness as a side activity or as a pious entertainment. He actually wants us to invest our consciousness in practicing our bhakti yoga. He wants our mati and our chitta to enter into Krishna Leela, Rama Leela, and become one with these pastimes in absorption. It's called avishta, we call it. Becoming one with these pastimes and becoming a member of this pastime. The pastimes are enacted in the heart of the devotee. Or we can say the heart of the devotee has become like a playground of Lord's pastimes, as we say. It's being enacted. Just as, for example, imagine if I tell all of you, today is fasting till noon for Radhashtami. At 1 o'clock, there is Puran Poli, there is, you know, Rasagulla, there is Gulab Jamun, you know, and today there is a special cake also and everything. Everybody rushes to ashram, they will take the plate and come running, no, for prasad. But imagine I am narrating the pastime of Govardhan Annakoot festival from the Bhagavatam. You know, do you feel such excitement? You don't feel excitement because you know that Annakoot description of all the prasadam was there, you know, some 5,000 years ago. Krishna told the Vajabhasis to offer. You may think like that. But one who is entering into the pastime, for him all the items are right now being made, right now being offered to the Govardhan. And when he hears the items, he'll be delighted. He's actually witnessing it, seeing those items. And how do you know that? Pratishthanapur Brahman. He did the Manasa Puja and he actually made all the items and he kept many vessels in which he had cooked various varieties of items. You know? And then sweet rice, he wanted to check whether it is hot or cold. He put his finger, then the finger got burnt. He literally saw those items in his Manasa Puja. So, in this way, entering that Brahmana, Pratishthanapur Brahmana, was immediately transported to Vaikuntha by Garuda because Lakshmiji recommended his name. She said, if such an advanced Brahman thinking of you, my Lord, constantly, you should bring him to Vaikuntha. When Lakshmi says something, Lord Narayana cannot deny. He brought him to Vaikuntha. Similarly, the spiritual life is all about absorption and dependence. Actually, if you absorb in these pastimes, then depending on the Lord will become very easy. Otherwise, artificially, we cannot experience dependence without spiritual absorption. So, opposite of spiritual absorption is material absorption. Vishya Vishta Chittana Vishnu Ravesha Na Bhavet. This is from Vishnu Purana, says that. It says that if our mind is absorbed in matter, in the form of Dhanam, Janam, Sundaram and all that, then we cannot have spiritual absorption. Because one is like North Pole, one is South Pole, like that. They are opposite poles. So, One has to withdraw the mind from material absorption and put the mind and heart in spiritual absorption like this. Ramdas Vipra, a wonderful example, shining example. His method of worship was very pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. There is another reason. His method of worship is more or less spontaneous. A spontaneous type of worship. Because he is actually feeling very close to those personalities. Like Sita, Lakshman, Ram. He is feeling as if he has entered their pastime. And he is one of them. He is actually, when they are going to forest, he is also going to forest with them. When Sita is being carried away, his heart is also carried away. So, therefore, because he has entered the pastime, he is able to experience the pastime in his life. So, this is what is actually the ultimate goal of all our practice. We want our mind to become avishta, absorbed. Like if you keep a ink pen on a blotting paper, it just expands like that. Like that, a devotee who hears these pastimes of the Lord with great attentiveness and great transcendental faith, great sincerity, with the desire to develop love for God, then for those people, Lord gives such a realization that they enter into the pastimes with great... That means, after the class is over, when one is going away, still the pastimes linger in the mind of the devotee. And the whole pastime is being enacted in the mind and heart of the devotee. And it is a fact in material company, is it not true? For example, if a boy is attracted to a girl, he goes for some program in some house and looks at the girl, and immediately in the very first sight, he got captured by her beauty and her humility and her simplicity and her soft-spoken nature. So she was giving some juice to everybody, one glass. So he also got a glass of juice and he saw her. Now he is going away, but she is still in the mind. He wants to know, hey, that devotee girl, who is she? What is her name? Whose daughter is she? Then people take interest. Because people don't forget very easily. This kind of, once they are attracted. But unfortunately, when it comes to large pastimes, people just wishy-washy. People hear it very superficially. So, if one hears the pastimes of the Lord, how Lord behaved and how the devotees behaved, so these things are very, very attractive to the heart of the devotee. Therefore, in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, there is a verse which says that remembering the Lord's pastime, the devotee will laugh loudly. He says, because when Krishna does mischief in Vrindavan, in one place the pastime is explained, that when Krishna releases the calves in the early morning, 6 o'clock, the gopi shouts at her husband, hey, go and see, this Kana has released the calves. All the calves are drinking milk. The husband goes running and is calling the wife also, you also come and help me. There are too many calves released. And they both run to the backyard of the house and Krishna enters from the front along with his friends and steals butter, eats the butter, serves to monkeys and friends, and then he runs away through the window. So when a devotee hears such a pastime, he laughs loudly as if the pastime has just now happened in front of him. It has happened just now here. And the devotee's heart also runs with Krishna. When Krishna is jumping out of the window, the devotee's heart is going with him wherever he goes. So therefore he laughs. And if the Lord is leaving Vrindavan, Akrura is taking Krishna Balaram away from Vrindavan, then all the gopis are trying to stop the horses, stop the chariot. Some gopis are weeping, crying. Some are falling on the ground. But Akrura is telling them all to move. He says, we have to go now. Very important work we have to do in Mathura. And Krishna also gives them assurance, I'll come back. So it is said that the gopis were standing like painted pictures. Like that one gopi was weeping. Different gopis are in different poses. And they remained like painted pictures, it is mentioned. And many of them fell unconscious at that time. So when a devotee hears this pastime, a devotee's heart will be churned like anything. A devotee will feel, alas, Krishna has left Braj. Mother Yashoda is weeping, Nanda, and all the gopis. So they are all missing Krishna now. So the devotee feels that I am also missing Krishna when they are missing. And that is how the heart of the devotee is churned. Here the devotee may cry in this scene. Another scene, the devotee may laugh when he sees Krishna doing mischief. Like one time, Krishna was standing by the side of a tree, in a shadow of a tree, along with his friends. They were actually planning to enter into one house. Krishna had told hey, this gopi will go to the back side of the house, taking all her vessels and everything. Once she goes to the back side, we will enter from the front. So he was telling. But that gopi was very intelligent. Instead of going back side, she came out of the house in the veranda. She said, hey, Kana, I know you guys are plotting my house. I think you have come to steal butter, isn't it? She asked so loud that the neighbors could hear it. Krishna felt so ashamed. He ran away and all the covered boys also ran away with him. Then they went to the next lane. In the next lane, another gopi gave a big gola of makan. Lonacha gola. So she saw Krishna come. Hey, Krishna, come here. Why do you have to steal? I'll give you, take it. So Krishna looked at her, looked at the friends. He felt a little ashamed to go and take. So he said, no, I don't want. He said, we will work hard and take it. He said, what is the hard work? Yeah, going to the home through the windows and stealing. And then he told his friends, once I became Vamanadev and took 3 steps, and even now the whole world is talking about that. They say, I have cheated. Therefore, I have decided I will not go like Vamadev and steal everything. I will only do my work of, you know, when nobody is watching, I will take it and go away. He said, so, when a devotee hears these pastimes of Lord and Vraj, his heart enters into Vraj also, the spontaneous affection for Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So, this Brahmana had a spontaneous affection for Sitaram, that kind of... Actually, in the Sita Ram Bhakti, the Raga, the Bhakti for Sita Ram is done in a very great Aishwarya Bhava. Lord as a Swami, Master, and Sita Ram as a Master, and oneself as a servant in the mood of Hanuman. But in that also, one may do the chanting of Ram's name and puja for Ram in a daily manner in order to awaken that love. That is the first stage. But then when love is awakened fully, then one becomes a part of all the Lord's pastimes. The pastimes are no more in the book. The pastimes become practical realities for the devotee. In the stage of Ruchi and Asakti stages, when Anutanavritti is over, Ruchi Asakti stages, the devotee practically enters into these pastimes. And these pastimes are like a sponge dipped in water, is holding the water. Like that, these pastimes are held in the heart of a devotee. So therefore, his intense devotion, his method of worship was appreciated by Mahaprabhu. Then intense devotion, and Mahaprabhu also told him, don't worry, the spiritual substance. Aprakrita vastu nahe prakrita gochara, Mahaprabhu said that. And then what happened after that? This section is coming now. Mahaprabhu is going from Durvashana to Madurai. Again. So what is this? This is the second part of the same pastime. Let us read now. Durvashane Raghunate Kaila Darashana Mahendra Shaila Parashuramera Kaila Vandana.
At Durvashan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramchandra, and on the hill known as Mahendra Shaila, he saw Lord Parshuram.
Yeah, see, Durvashana is, there is a grass called Dhruva grass, or it is also called a Darbha. Darbha Shayana, Durvashana it has become. So the Darbha Shayana is actually in a very famous place now called Tirupallani. Today you say anybody Tirupallani, they will know it, well known place. It's near Ramnad, and there is a temple of Lord Ramachandra. He says, and then he is saying that Mahendra Shaila is there, and then near Trinalveli, at the end of this hill, there is a Tirchendur. Tirchendur is a very famous place for Lord Kartikeya. Tirchenduril, there is a song also. In the Tirchendur, same, you know Kartikeya, son of Shiva, younger son of Shiva. He has a temple there in Tirchendur. And yeah. And then he's saying here, Mahendra Shaila is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Sorry, Ramayana, yeah. Setubande Ashi Kaila Dhanus Tirte Snana Rameshwara Dekitaham Karila Vishrama.
Yeah. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Setuband, Rameshwar, where he took his bath at the place called Dhanush Tirtha. From there he visited the Rameshwar temple and then took rest.
Yeah. See, here you will see the path of Mandapam, they call it. There are a lot of buses going to Mandapam, I have seen. Mandapam through the ocean to the island known as Pambam. Consists partly of sand and partly of water. The island of Pambam is about, okay, some time, distance is given. In that, on that island, 4 miles north of Pambam harbour is Setubandha. Correct? Now we went to that place, Setubandha. There is the Rameshwaram temple. Here there is the temple of Shiva. And the name Rameshwar indicates that he is a great personality whose worshipable deity is Lord Rama. Rama is his Ishwara. That's the meaning. Some people say that Rameshwara means, you know, for Rama, that Shiva is Ishwara. Like that, they think like that. But here Prabhupada explains the meaning of that is the worshipable deity for Shiva is Lord Rama. Yeah. He is a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra Shiva. And then, okay, and then it goes on like this, Dhanush Tirtha, 12 miles from Rameshwaram, is Dhanush Koti Tirtha. And the last station of the railway is called Ramnad, they call it. And then, yeah, that is the place where Vibhishan told Ramachandra to destroy that bridge to Lanka, so that no other enemies will use that to come to Lanka. Then, yeah. Viprasabhaya Shunetaha Kurma Purana Tare mad tara madye ailapati vrata upakyana.
There among the Brahmanas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to the Kurma Puran, wherein is mentioned the chaste woman's narration.
Yeah, read the purport, small purport.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that only two khandas of the Kurma Puran are now available, namely the Purva Khanda and Uttara Khanda. Sometimes it is said that the Kurma Puran contains 6,000 verses, but according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the original Kurma Puran contains 17,000 verses. It is considered the 15th of the 18 Mahapuranas.
Padivrata Shiromani Janakanandini Jagatera Mata Sita Ramera Grihini.
You know the meaning, no? Very simple meaning. Ravana dekiya asita laila agnira sharana.
Ravana dekiya asita laila agnira
sharana. Ravana haite agni kaila sita ke avarana.
See, when Agni is like, for Sita, Agni is like a son only, not like a child only. All the devatas are all part and parcels of Lord Rama. So naturally, it's like a mother begging a son, requesting a son, there is son. Here is another rascal, he is trying to take me away, do some arrangement. So she prayed to Agni immediately, because there was a Agni which Lakshman Rekha, he put and went, now who? Lakshman. So from that, Agni was coming when Ravana was trying to enter. So therefore Agni saw that this fellow is trying to take my mother Sita. So Agni immediately arranged for Sita to be taken to his planet. And then he arranged for a Maya Sita. Yeah. See, took shelter of fire god, and fire god covered the body of Mother Sita, and in this way she was protected from the hands of Ravana. Maya Sita Ravana Nila Shunila Akhyane. Shuni Mahaprabhu Haila Anandittamane. Mahaprabhu became very happy hearing from Kurma Puran how Ravana kidnapped a false form of Mother Sita. Sita Alaya Rakilen Parvati Rastane Maya Sita Diagni Vanchila Ravane. Sita was kept in the protection of Parvati Devi. She was taking care of Sita. And instead of Sita, she gave another form which was looking similar to Sita, but it was called Maya Sita. He's saying that was delivered to Ravana.
Raghunatha Siyave Ravane Marila Agni Parikshadite Yave Sitare Anila.
When Lord Raghunatha Ramachandra, after killing Ravana, when he was leaving Lanka, instead of taking Sita just like that, what he said? I want her to do Agni Pariksha. And Ram had a purpose also. Because that Sita entered into Agni, And Parvati Mata delivered back original Sita, back to Ram. Huh? That is mentioned. Tave Maya Sita Agnikari Antardana. Satya Sita Anidila Rama Vidyamana. Correct, no? Same point is explained here. Shunya Prabhur Anandita Hailamana. Ramadasa Vipreda Katha Haila Smarana. So he remembered how Ramdas Vipra was lamenting about this. He was very pleased to hear this. Esaba Siddhanta Shuni Prabhura Anandita Ananda Haila. Brahmanera Stane Magi Sei Patranila. So asking for the Brahmana's permission, he took the position of the manuscript leaves of the Kurma Purana. Nutana Patra Lekhaya Pustake Devaila. Pratiti Lagi Puratana Patra Maginila. Yeah, ready?
Since the Kurma Puran was very old, the manuscript was also very old. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took possession of the original leaves in order to have direct evidence.
Hi, Lord, amazing, na? He had the direct Kurma Puran, yeah.
The text was copied onto new leaves in order that the Puran be replaced.
Yeah, for them, for the other Brahmanas, they may want to have a copy, so he gave them a copy. So original he took with him to show to whom? Ramdas Vipra. Patralaya Punaha Dakshina Mathura Aila. Ramadasa Vipre Sai Patrani Dila. So he came to Ramdas Vipra and gave him that manuscript. This is directly from Kurma Puran. This is what is written there. This one, what you see here from Kurma Puran. Sita Yaradito Vaknis. Chaya Sitam Ajijanat. Tam Jahara Dashagrivah. Sita Vaknipuram Gata. Pariksha Samaye Vaknim. Chaya Sita Viveshasa. Vaknis Sitam Samaniya. Tat purastat ani nayat.
Yeah. When he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravan, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Ramchandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false, illusory Sita that entered the fire. Mm. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramchandra.
Yes. So these two words are taken from Kurma Prana directly. Patrapaya Viprera Haila Anandita Mana. Prabhura Charane Dhari Karaye Krandana. Yeah.
Ramdas Vipra was very pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Kurma Purana. And he immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry.
He is a lover of Sita Ram. So when he received this, he was so relieved of the burning heart. Now, because he is saved from that burning fire in his heart by the truth presented in the Kurma Puran, Brahmana became jubilant. And he began to cry, "Oh, what you said is true. Now exactly that's what the scriptures say." Viprakahe tumi sakshat Sri Raghunandana. Sanyasira veshemore dila darshana. You are actually Supreme Lord Raghunath only, but now right now you are wearing sannyas dress and you have come to give me darshan. He is saying like that. Mahadukha haite more karila nistara. Aji mora ghare bhiksha karangi kara. Yes, my big suffering is now finished. You have delivered me from that biggest pain I felt in my heart about Ravana taking away Sita. Now I have no more lamentation now. Today please kindly accept prasadam in my house, he is saying. You delivered me from a very unhappy condition. Mano dukhe bhala bhiksha nadila sei dine.
मोर भाग्य पुनरपि पाइलु दर्शने।
Due to my mental distress, I could not give you a very nice lunch the other day. Now by good fortune,
because lunch got delayed na that day. Yeah.
Now by good fortune, you have come again to my home.
The Vedic life, you know, caring for guests and visitors, especially sannyasis and all, people are very alert and attentive. If they committed even little mistake, they lamented a lot. So he also felt somehow or other. I was absorbed in my lamentation of Sita being carried away. So I couldn't serve Mahaprabhu well. Now I can serve him well.
Yetavali sei vipra sukhe paka kaila. Uttama prakare prabhuke bhiksha karaila.
Now very joyfully he cooked now and offered the first class prasad to Mahaprabhu. Yeah. First class.
Sei ratri taharahi tare kripa kari. पांड्य देशे ताम्रपर्णी गेला गौरहरी
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु पास्ट दैट नाइट इन द हाउस ऑफ द ब्राह्मण देन आफ्टर शोइंग हिम मर्सी द लॉर्ड स्टार्टेड टुवर्ड्स द ताम्रपर्णी रिवर इन पांड्या देश
सो इन दिस पास्ट टाइम ऑफ रामदास विप्रा वी लर्न मेनी मेनी थिंग्स सेकंड पार्ट आल्सो वन थिंग इज द वर्ड्स ऑफ स्क्रिप्चर्स आर Word of God. So one should have very firm faith in them. Rajchaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, although he is Krishna himself, he is telling the Ramdas Vipra, but he is also providing a shastric evidence to it, instead of just telling him verbally. So you will see in all Srila Prabhupada's books, every second or third page you will find some shloka quoted by Prabhupada from Bhagavatam, CC or Bhagavad Gita, because it becomes then very authentic. Prabhupada said our devotees should be like lawyers, you know, quoting the verses with along with numbers, you know, like one should be able to say 7.14, what is that verse in Bhagavad Gita, 9.10, 3.30, you know, 12.10, 11.55, these are all very special verses. So Mahaprabhu also is teaching us that we should always give evidence to what we are saying. That's one thing we can learn. And another thing, the Brahmana is getting complete relief means he doesn't doubt the scriptures. He has firm faith in scriptures. As soon as Mahaprabhu quoted this verse from what Purana? Kurma Purana. Kurma Purana, Brahmana says, you have delivered me from my suffering. That means, you know, this Veda walk, it cannot be false. If the Veda says something, you know, we can close our eyes and accept. That is the standard of this Brahman, Ramdas Vipra. So therefore Mahaprabhu brought the scripture, original scripture, and taught him, showed it to him. Relieved him from the suffering. So now the Brahmana became jubilant. That means, you know, our jubilation and lamentation should be in relation to the Lord. Actually, lamentation is not bad if it is in relation to Krishna. For example, Dhruva Maharaj lamented that I asked for, you know, a very big kingdom from Lord Vishnu. What a fool I am. And Devahuti lamented that I could not utilize the association of my spiritually exalted husband. Rather, I asked him for material comforts and facilities. She lamented. Yudhishthira Maharaj lamented after the battle of Kurukshetra that what a fool I am for my, you know, greed for the seat, the greed for the Raja Simhasan, Raja Sukhalob. I organized this big battle and I fought. So in this way, they all lamented. Arjuna lamented in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. So you will find that there are many lamentations in the scriptures. Vyadavyas lamented after writing all the literatures. But all these lamentations are connected to Krishna. So the moment you connect lamentation to the Lord, then the lamentation will be relieved very soon, number one. Number two, because it is in relation to the Lord, it is glorifiable. And in this world, material lamentation is no good. Somebody is lamenting that my business is lost. Somebody is lamenting my daughter is not yet married. There are many people lamenting due to material circumstances. But here what we are talking, Ramdas Vipra was lamenting for what? For a spiritual cause. Mother Sita is taken away. That was his lamentation. So much so that he could not even eat his prasadam. So, therefore, Lord exclusively thought that I should come back to Madurai and show this to this Brahmana. Mahaprabhu understood the spiritual feelings in the heart of the Brahmana. So therefore he brought this scripture back and proved to him. Correct, no? So in this way, you find Ramdas Vipra pacified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Ramdas Vipra's attitude of serving sannyasi is like anybody, especially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, he is very alert and attentive. He feels that due to his spiritual absorption the time before that, he could not serve well. Now he utilized the opportunity to serve nicely. Which means in our life also, if we unknowingly commit some mistake, sometimes, why did I say this to that Maharaj or that Prabhu? Or why did I ask this question? Oh, why did I do like this? So sometimes it keeps nagging our mind. I should not have done like this. I should not have. That kind of lamentation sometimes causes worry. Some people even lose their sleep also. Sometimes because of, I should not have done this or said this. Instead of that, one should always think that, okay, whatever has happened has happened now. Let me rectify it in future. Let me not repeat the same mistake again. If one thinks like here, you see, he could not serve Mahaprabhu well. Mahaprabhu himself, the guest had to beg for prasadam. It's noon time now, you have not even started cooking. And then he rushed and then cooked and brought hurriedly. Probably he could have reduced the number of items because you have to quickly serve prasad. Sometimes you skip one or two items, correct? No? So here you find when Mahaprabhu came again, he took the opportunity to serve very first class, it is mentioned, first class dinner he served. Which means we also, it's not that if you committed a mistake, the universe has come to an end or something. It's not like that. You can always improve. Like Ramdas Vipra improved his service to Lord Chaitanya. Such a beautiful pastime it is. And also we all came to understand about Sita also, that Sita is the goddess of fortune. Nobody can touch her except Narayana or Krishna. So she is a property of the Lord. She is half of the part of the body of the Lord. It is said, Angasamshraya. She is like half of the body of the Lord. And also she resides in the chest of the Lord, Shridevi and Bhudevi. So nobody can harm her or do anything to her. Yeah. She is a universal mother. She is so mighty, so powerful. Who can do what to her? But this pastime of Sita going to Lanka and Ram bringing back, it churns the heart of the devotees because Shakti, Shaktiman are separated, so that causes spiritual agitation in the hearts of people like Ramdas Vipra. Beautiful pastime. Now what we are going to do, from 218 to 225, Pandya Shesha to Vetapani, it's all only places. Mahaprabhu, so I'll show you in that what is the verse number? It is 218, na? Here, if you see that. 218 now. Kurma Prana is over now, correct, no? No, that's not mentioned. That is 218 to 225. So it's just skipped because it's all places only. It's like from Mahaprabhu goes from Pandidesh or Kerala, and that is called Tamraparani is flowing there. Then he went to a place called Chiyadatala, which is Cheratala, it's called. Ram Lakshman deities are there. Then Tilakanchi, which is Tenkasi now. There's a Shiva temple. Then from there, he went to Gajendra Mokshana. Lord Vishnu temple is there. The Gajendra Mokshana. Name of the place only is Gajendra Mokshana. Then he went to Panagadi, Pannakudi, we call it. Sitaram deities are there. And then Chinganur, Chantapura, there Ram Lakshman deities are there. From there he went to Sri Vaikuntha, which is Lord Vishnu temple. From there he went to Malaya Parvata, from Kerala to Cape Comorin. Cape Comorin is not anything different from Kanyakumari, called Cape Comorin. then Kanyakumari, and then Amlital, Amlitala, the Rama deity is there. Mallardesh, that is the community of Bataharis. You know that, who stole away Mahaprabhu's servant Kalakrishnadas. And then from there he went to Tamala Kartika, Subramanya Swami or Kartikeya temple. From there Vetapani or Bhutapandi, they call it. Lord Ram's deity is there. So that is the place where, that Vetapani is the place where the Kalakrishnadas pastime happened, which is going to come now. So all these things. Prabhupada explains these things. Prabhupada is writing mostly the distances between one place and another. Correct, no? This place is Malaya Parvata from Gajendra Mokshana. No, from Sri Vaikuntha, okay. It goes on like this. These are all places visited, Mahaprabhu's places. Read this one, purport. We will recite this one.
Amlitalaya Dekhi Shri Rama Gaura Hari. मल्लार देशे ते आयला यथा भट्टहारी भट्टतारी भट्टथारी दे कॉल इट भट्टथारी कम्युनिटी रीड द ट्रांसलेशन
आफ्टर विजिटिंग कन्याकुमारी श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम टू आमलीतला वेर ही सॉ द डिटी ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र देयर आफ्टर ही वेंट टू अ प्लेस नोन एज मल्लार देश वेर अ कम्युनिटी ऑफ भट्टथारीज लिव्ड
या करेक्ट परपोट
North of Mallardesh is South Kannur. To the east are Kurg and Mysore. To the south is Cochin and to the west is the Arabian Sea. As far as the Bhattatharis are concerned, they are a nomadic community. They camp wherever they like and have no fixed place of residence. Outwardly, they take up the dress of sannyasis, but their real business is stealing and cheating. They allure others to supply women for their camp and they cheat many women and keep them within their community. In this way, they increase their population. In Bengal also, there is a similar community. Actually, all over the world, there are nomadic communities whose business is simply to allure, cheat and steal innocent women.
Tamala Kartika Deki Aila Beta Pani Raghunath Deki Taha Vanchila Rajani.
After visiting Mallardesh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Tamal Kartika and then to Vetapani. There he saw the temple of Raghunath, Lord Ramchandra and passed the night.
Prabhupada is saying that, where is this Vetapani? He is saying it's north of Kaila in Tamil Nadu state. It's also known as Bhutapandi and within Tobala state. He is saying, okay, district. See, later on the deity was replaced with the deity of Lord Shiva, known as Rameshwara. There he says, okay. Gosai rasange rahe Krishnadas Brahmana. Bhattatari sahataha haila darshana. Yeah.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was accompanied by his servant Krishnadas. He was a Brahman, but he met with the Bhattataris there.
Stri dhana dekaya tara lobha jana mila. Janmaila. Stri dhana dekaya tara lobha janmaila. Arya sarala viprera buddhina shakaila. Yeah.
With women, the Bhattatharis allured the Brahman Krishnadas, who was simple and gentle. By virtue of their bad association, they polluted his intelligence.
Actually, this Kalakrishnadas Brahmachari, simple fellow, Brahmana, very simple and gentle. But by bad association, they polluted his intelligence. How they pollute? Like one Brahmachari was telling, one very good looking young man. You know, Brahmachari is like 26, 27 years old. So somebody had called him, one of the, not any congregation devotee, but from some other place they had come. They saw that they have only one daughter, but very rich family. Huh? Very rich family, they are stinking rich, but they are looking for a good devotee. But the daughter was, you know, chanting 10, 12 rounds. So they were looking for a match, and they saw this Brahmachari in the temple. He's a saffron devotee. They're calling him, hey, come here. Can you come to our home for prasadam? So they took him home, and they told their young, marriageable age daughter to serve him prasad. She's a good-looking young daughter coming and serving. And this fellow did a mistake. What was the mistake he did? He went alone. Because they told him, I have a car, I'll take you. And they asked, why do you want me? He said, come and do some kirtan in our home. We have a deity. We are just visiting Pune. You can just come to our home and do some kirtan, take a little prasad, you can come. I'll drop you back in half an hour program, they said. So he also thought, I can go. So he went. Then after he went home, they're making him sit. And they're feeding him. But both husband and wife are standing in the side and they're telling daughter, you serve him. After service is over, prasadam is over, then when he washed the hands, the father is asking, so how do you like this girl? I am a brahmachari, he was telling, he was a simple fellow. Then he said, see, we are millionaires from abroad. We are just in India, we have come to Vrindavan for some time. We are looking for a good match for her. You are a young boy, you have taken some brahmachari training. The ashram, 2-3 years you have taken. Now, if you have any plan of marrying, don't worry about anything. We have no son, we have no other daughter, she is the only daughter. And we are crorepatis for 3-4 generations, we have money. So you just say yes. We can get you married and we can we can put you in our pocket and take you abroad. You can just live in our home only. We have a huge bungalow, garden, everything. You take care of our daughter well and you stay with us. So then this Brahmachari's mind also started calculating. Hey, it's a good idea. Everything is ready made. House is there, beautiful wife is there, car is there, independent bungalow. You have, you know, nice green lawn, everything. And you can live abroad and they are ready to take, and there is nobody else who is going to claim anything from the home. So like that the mind starts, that is how the mind gets polluted. Correct, no? Now somebody may say, so what's wrong? Is it wrong that I wanted the daughter to be married to him? Actually, if the brahmachari is very young and his mind is not yet stable, he is very simple and gentle, one should not be polluted. Correct, no? The ideal route to go is, go and ask the local temple president that we want a good match for this girl. Do you have a marriage bureau? You register in the marriage bureau. If a brahmachari wants to change ashram, he will go and register in the marriage bureau. So the marriage bureau will make the matches. Correct, no? So one shouldn't disturb a simple fellow. Simple means what? Naive or gullible. That's called simple. Which means, you know, of course, he was very strong, brahmachari. He will say, like, sir, I never came to your home for this. I see all women as my mothers. You wanted some kirtan from me. Okay, I'll do kirtan. You know, I see your daughter also like my daughter also. Because, you know, I see all women, if they are younger than me, they are like my daughter. And if they are more grown up than me, they are my mother. That's how I see them. And I have no plans of marriage. That's what he should say, ideally speaking. So in this way, somebody can pollute somebody's intelligence by showing money or showing a beautiful woman, showing some allurements. Brahmacharis were actually accumulating people in their community. Both men and women they were gathering because this community didn't have enough people. So they wanted to form groups to go with them. So they told Krishnadas, if you come, we will give you a bungalow, we will give you a good, beautiful woman to enjoy and we'll give you good food, you can stay with us. So the poor Brahmana Kala Krishnadas, he got dragged by the Bhattaharis. And Bhattaharis were very heavy fellows. You will see that how their behavior was very aggressive. So sometimes people who are very mighty and powerful in their tone, in their aggressive speech and everything, many people fear them, and especially they can dominate timid people, those who are timid. Like I have seen, there was one in Chennai, Chor Bazaar they call it. Chor Bazaar means all smuggled goods from abroad. They get smuggled goods, they will be selling cameras, They'll be selling our, what do you call it, Walkman, you know, and baggy pants and all that. They'll be selling. So these guys actually sell these things and make some money out of that. So whenever anybody is passing on the road, they'll make sound and call them. And once the fellow comes, they will, you know, tie some 1,000, 2,000 rupees worth commodity to them. And they will forcibly talk in such a way that the person has to pay the money. He can't escape. Similarly, this fellow also got cheated. Who? Kalakrishnadas by the Bhattataris. They just practically dragged him to their camp. And Mahaprabhu was searching, where is my servant? You know? Yeah. Prate uti ayala vipra Bhattatari ghare. Tahara uddeshe prabhu ayala sattvare. Yeah.
Allured by the Bhattataris, Krishnadas went to their place early in the morning. The Lord also went there very quickly just to find him.
Asya kahena sabha Bhattathari gane. Amar brahmana tumi rakaki karane.
Upon reaching their community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Bhattataris, why are you keeping my Brahman assistant?
Imagine, you go with your personal servant, they capture him and put him in the campus, now you go away. Amiha sanyasi deka, tumiha sanyasi. More dukkha deha tomara, nyaya nahi vasi.
I am in the renounced order of life, and so are you.
Because these fellows also wear saffron and they carry trishul and all that they carry.
Yet you are purposefully giving me pain, and I do not see any good logic in this.
Shuni sabha bhattatari uthe asura astra laya. Mari bare aila sabha sabe charidike dhaya.
Upon hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the bhattataris came running from all sides with weapons in their hands, desiring to hurt the Lord.
So, seems that their plan is when they steal a man, if somebody protests it, they will beat him with the weapons, attack him, and that fellow may get up and run away. And never ever go that side out of fear, correct, no? So, this is how they accumulated their community, slowly increased their community. Tara astra tara ange pade hata haite. Khanda khanda haile bhatta hari palaya chari bhite.
However, their weapons fell from their hands and struck their own bodies. When some of the Bhattataris were thus cut to pieces, the others ran away in the four directions.
Bhattatari ghare maha uthila krandana. Keshe dhari viprelaya karila gamana. Keshe dhari viprahaya. So Mahaprabhu caught hold of Shika of Bhattatari. Krishnadas. And dragged him.
While there was much roaring and crying at the Bhattatari community, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grabbed Krishnadas by their hair and took him away.
Sayidina chali aila payasvini tire.
Sayidina chali aila payasvini.
Snanakani gela adi keshava mandire.
Snanakani gela adi keshava mandire.
That very night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his assistant Krishnadas arrived at the bank of the Payasvini river. They took their bath and then went to see the temple of Adi Kesha.
So now when Mahaprabhu, on the very same day only he left, he didn't stay in that place. What was that place? Where? Vetapani. Vetapani, no? He had gone there, Vetapani, which goes to show one lesson we learned from this. If a sadhu, sannyasi, or even a traveling monk, he faces a lot of challenges in different places. In Vrindavan, you will see. Therefore, sometimes when you go for yatra, we get to see in Vrindavan, the sadhus actually have one upper cloth. Like what do you call it? This Angavastra, Uttari, yeah. So sometimes when sun is very hot, they tie it on the head. Isn't it? When it's very cold, they wrap it on the head as well as the body. like this. And if they have to lie down somewhere, they just put it down. And if they have to eat prasad, they fold it like this and they use it as a asana for sitting. And night also they will put it and sleep it. Like that, so multi-purpose. And then they also have a, what do you call it? Just a stainless steel dabba. Yeah. So the dabba is for multi-purpose. Early morning they will go to Goshala somewhere and get some milk. Some people give free milk to them. They drink milk. After that, in the daytime, in some place they get roti and sabji, they take that. After eating, they will fill it up with water. And they will drink the water in that. If they have to rest somewhere, they will keep it as a pillow. same vessel only. And in the another hand, they have stick to drive away monkeys, dogs. If something is coming to attack them in the dark of the night, also some thief or somebody attacks, they can show that. So it's like used as a weapon, as well as if they are a little old, it's helpful to walk also. So why I'm telling you, the sadhu's life is one of simple dependence on the Lord. Someday you may get a feast, other day you don't know whether you get madhukari or not. If you don't get anything, one day you may eat three times a day, another day only once a day. And then they do parikrama of Govardhan, go around the Govardhan, daily some people walk like that. So sadhu's life has been like that in the past. But Prabhupada made ISKCON temples with very nice facility for, you know, sadhus to stay and study the scriptures and reach it out to the people in a very systematic way. Actually it all started with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who created this facility. He said, colleges are making such a huge hostels and laboratories. Why should we not provide facility for, you know, people who want to do spiritual life fully, whether they be vanaprastha men or young boys, whoever it is. Let us provide a facility for these fellows. Take little prasad, take darshan of the deities and chant Hare Krishna and preach and distribute books. Do some missionary activities. So he designed it like this. So now here we find this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a life of a traveling preacher. He is going from place to place to place. See, the traveling preacher, in some place you go, they would have arranged a big pandal program for you. You can sit on the stage, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people will be sitting sometimes. And they put a big garland for you. People fall at your feet, people wash your feet. This is one type of respect they get. And other place they go like this, Bhattahari, Bhattathari. Your servant is stolen away, allured and taken away by somebody, and they are trying to beat you with stones and everything. So the material world is like that. You all know Shukadeva Goswami, when he was walking in the village, you know, women and old men and their children, they were all stoning him, thinking that, hey, he's not wearing any dress. He looks like Avadhuta. But he was like completely absorbed in the Lord. He had curly hairs and bluish body and eyes like lotus petals. Because of constant absorption and remembrance of Krishna, his body was resembling Krishna. Who? Shukadeva Goswami. And he didn't care for all these people who were throwing stones and ridiculing, laughing, shouting at him and all. And as he walked, they all came behind him. When he came to the spot in the bank of Ganges, all the sages like Narada, Vyasa, everybody got up. Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, and Gautama, so many big people have come there. Bharadwaj, everybody is standing up and everybody is worshipping. Then the public saw him. My Lord, so many sages are getting up, thousands of them are getting up and worshipping him, and we were beating, so they all ran away from that place. They went away after that. So now he was given the esteemed seat of honor. See, here he got insulted in one place, and here, just the opposite. Big sages are sitting at his feet and listening, and is given honor. So this is the meaning of a sadhu's life. Sadhu's life means actually, you know, sometimes honor, sometimes dishonor, sometimes sukha, sometimes dukkha. Sometimes in sadhu's travel, they get a dharmashala to stay comfortably overnight. Morning, they have a bathroom to bathe, and they get the free prasadam also arranged by some well-wisher. Other places you go, you will read even in Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's travels, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels, sometimes he slept by the side of the road, it is said. You will see that, I can show you. It's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially when he was passing through jungles and all, you know, where will they stay? So imagine if you have to sleep by the side of the road, we will have fear, some snakes may come, crawl in the night and come. Correct me if you are lying on the side of the road, And the greenery also all around. Correct, no? That's a great risk. And I doubt whether they had mosquito net. No. You know, at least you are inside the mosquito net, you are more safe. Now we have very well arranged the mosquito net like nicely. You know, you open it like this and immediately you can go inside, correct, no? So I can think about what type of sadhu life they have led. So our life is, you know, million times more comfortable. You know, we have vehicles to take you from one place to another. You know, prasadam is arranged, everything is arranged. So here you find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhattahari's. Therefore, he did not stay that very night. Immediately, I mean, Mahaprabhu immediately that very day he left Vetapani. Because why? Now he the weapons attacked themselves. But again they may attack also, correct, no? If you are hanging around in that area, they will know that this fellow due to this fellow, some of our Bhattacharis died. So now don't leave him now. They will attack. So Mahaprabhu left the place quickly. Same thing Mahaprabhu did with the Buddhists also. After the Buddhist guru got that plate hitting, and then he fell down, he made them chant Hari Hari, Hare and Krishna. And then when he got up, Mahaprabhu, like that, he vanished from that place. Nobody could see where he went. He didn't stay. So he left those people also. Yeah. Keshava dekhiya preme avishta haila. Nati stuti nritya gita bahuta karila. Yeah.
When the Lord saw the Adikesho temple, he was immediately overwhelmed with ecstasy. Offering various obeisances and prayers, he chanted and danced.
Yeah. See, these are the things we should do also when you go to holy places. Nati stuti nritya gita. That means nati means offer obeisances first. Then after you get up, do vandanam, stuti, praise the deities. First you offer obeisances to deities, then you stand up and praise the deities and offer prayers to them. Then nritya, then you dance, and gita, then you sing. Sing some Vaishnava song or sing some Hare Krishna mantra and you dance. Bahuta means don't do it just for 2 minutes and push off. Do for a long time. And how do you do? Preme avishta haila. The great love. We should do these activities. That's the purpose of visiting holy places. You know, with great love, do this nati stuti nritya gita. Bahuta karila. Adikesho temple. We have gone to this temple also. South India, yeah. Prema de ki loke haile maha chamatkara. Sarvaloka kaila prabhura parama satkara. Yeah.
All the people there were greatly astonished to see the ecstatic pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They all received the Lord very well.
Yeah. Mahabhakta gana saha taha goshti kaila. Brahma samhita adhyaya. Punti taha paila.
In the temple of Adikesha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed spiritual matters among highly advanced devotees. While there, he found a chapter of the Brahma Samhita.
Punti paya prabhu rahaila ananda apara. Kampashtu sveda stamba pulaka vikara. Still, Mahaprabhu became very happy getting this scripture, Brahma Samhita, and he exhibited Ashtasattvika Vikara. Why? Because the Brahma Samhita gives the summary of all the Krishna conscious truths, you know, all in one verse. So a part of that Brahma Samhita was obtained there. Siddhanta Shastra Nahi Brahma Samhita Rasama. Govinda Mahima Jnanera Paramakarana. Alpakshare Kahe Siddhanta Apara. Sakala Vaishnava Shastra Madhya Atisara. Correct, na?
There is no scripture equal to Brahma Samhita as far as the final spiritual conclusion is concerned. Indeed, that scripture is the supreme revelation of the glories of Lord Govinda, for it reveals the topmost knowledge about Him. Since all conclusions are briefly presented in the Brahma Samhita, it is essential among all the Vaishnava literatures.
Yeah, very important scripture it is. So, he is explaining what all are there in that, you know. the 18 syllable mantra, Vedic hymn is there, about soul and super soul, fruity activity, Kama Gayatri, Kama Bija, and the original Mahavishnu. Everything is there in there. People ask, you know, tell about Mahavishnu and everything. Everything is there in there. And Lord Govinda and his Goloka abode, and then what is impersonal Brahman and Durga, Shiva, all vital details are there in this literature, very important literature it is.
Bahu yatne sei punti nila lekhaya ananta padmanabha ila harashita haya.
Yeah.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu copied the Brahma Samhita, and then with great pleasure he went to a place known as Ananta Padmanab.
Yeah. So we will do this in the next class. Ananta Padmanabha, we will read a little bit about Ananta Padmanabha. And then another 3-4 verses are there, after which this sections of Mahaprabhu travelling is ending, and then we come to Tattvavadis. Mahaprabhu defeating Tattvavadis, 246 to 277. We will do that next. And then after that again, 278 to 282, Mahaprabhu's travels, Phalgu Tirtha to Pandharpur. Then in Pandharpur, there's something very special, 283 to 303, Lord Chaitanya meeting Rangapuri, Sri Rangapuri at Pandharpur. It's a very special meeting of the memories. Again, there is travel from Krishnavani River to Vidyanagar, lot of places travel. And from Vidyanagar, Mahaprabhu will go back to Jagannath Puri. So there are only two other vital pastimes pending now. One is Mahaprabhu meeting Tattvavadis. Another one is Lord Chaitanya meeting Sri Rangapuri in Pandharpur. Let us see how it goes in the next class. In one or two classes it should be over, I think. This chapter. Yeah. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri La Prabhupada ki. 242 we will start in the next class.